Part five of our sacred activations, the rituals to revenue, sacred activations. And in this activation, we are going to play with and tune into your soul's work. I believe that soul's work is not something that just is. It's something that develops. So, very often we want to have this like crystallized, and I even use that word in reference to it, crystallized picture of what this is. So we can put words on it, so we can call it something and people get it. Yes. And in the field, in spirit, there are no words. Words are man-made, human-made. So first, we get to create the environment within which this work can crystallize. And then we do the work, the human legwork. So in a moment, I will lead us through an activation to become aware of something about our soul's work that will give us a closer look through a human lens. So, in part one, we activated you, who you get to be, how you get to be. You as the I. How do I get to be as the vessel? How do I get to hold myself in the face of my needs and requirements, in the face of money and food and whatever else I need in order to not expect it to just show up for me, but really show up as a reflection of who I already am, which is resourced and provided for. In part two, we focused on the you being the divine appointment, and calling them in, beginning to call in and begin to create the relationship between I and you. In part three, we created a bridge that allows us, I and you, to be in it together, mutually beneficial, mutually respectful, mutually in affinity for each other through this agreement, through this exchange. There are, and I don't know if it originates from Bible, so forgive me if I'm not accurate about this, but I started learning this in my priestess work, actually, which had nothing to do with the Bible. As far as religion related, it was more about the teachings. One plus one equals three. One plus one equals three. And what it means is that when two come together, it's not two, but it forms an entity that is the unified field, unified entity, because it's not the whole field, but it's a portion of it. It's something that exists in the field as the third, which is the I and the you together. So there is the I, there is the you separately existing. And then when they come together, a third is formed, which is the representation of the exchange, of the agreement, of the collaboration. In part four, we expanded it into all involved, those we know, those we don't know, knowing that it doesn't just happen between I and you. It actually, our work, and this is so worth repeating and diving and anchoring deeper. Our work touches so many. We truly can never grasp full impact of the work that we are doing and the impact that it has and the difference that it makes. Because especially when it comes to the invisible, it is impossible to quantify. We can speculate, we can have experiences. We can have evidence, such as people who benefited from it, what they created. But we don't know what's going to occur for them 5, 10 years from now, and how all of those who they touched will be impacted. We truly don't know, which is why it's so challenging to put a price tag on healing, to put a price tag on coaching. It's challenging because we truly don't know, but we know that it has potential to make a tremendous difference. And it's that is true for coaching, for healing. And we get to stand in a value of it because there is a possibility, but it really depends on the vessel itself, the person who will actually carry it out. There is not much we can do about that ourselves. So, from that place, we are now moving into your soul's work, which I already mentioned is not the one-time thing you do. It is an ever-evolving, ever-growing, ever-expanding experience of what it is that you are here to bring and create and offer in the world, your soul's work. Your soul's work means the work that you are doing on yourself so you can become the person who delivers the work in the world. There is a whole body of work that I have worked on and released in the past, but I'm going to actually recreate it probably at the end of this year, at the end of 2025, which really focuses on the environment that we must be in order for our soul's work to develop to the level to which it has potential to at the given time. So, the reason why soul's work comes at the end of this activation series is because if you are not aware, if I am not aware, if we are not fully aware of our soul's work is not ATM. Our soul's work is not guaranteed to provide for us. And truly from that place can connect to then what is my soul's work? And then it can be free of the burden of having to look a certain way or be a certain thing for somebody. Now, as you know, we do touch upon marketing in this program, and we do dive into the tangibles because, again, that's the human part. That's the human work. The human must sit down and start playing with the words and then practice what is. How does it land for people and what does it open up for people? These days I use AI a lot for that because it's very supportive for me to put an idea in and then ask, what do people, like, if you ever want to know, the systems, the AI is accumulative of things people put in computer. It really is what it is at this moment. So in order to find out how people see something or how people define something, the easiest way to do it, yeah, you can put it on social media and you'll get some responses, but I go straight to like ChatGPT or I use Claude and I'll ask like when I say this, what like tell me what do people, and I use certain phrases. I'm not gonna go into it right now because it's not about it, but I make a certain request to give me a response that would then tell me what do people think of when they hear certain phrases. And then from there, you can begin to create your marketing, packaging, and all the things. But in this particular activation, what we're going to do is activate you and request, require, command that the words, details come in to guide you into your next step. So, there's one more thing I'm going to say, actually, because it's coming in and came in when I was preparing for this. I already mentioned that soul's work is a journey, it's ever developing. As you evolve, so does your work. Now, it does stay in a certain direction. So, through all my work that I've done on purpose, around purpose, it still doesn't fail that there are certain, like, there are certain qualities that we are here to bring forward. And I know it's beautiful to say our purpose is to live, our purpose is to be the light, our purpose is to experience and, you know, and then bring experience forward. Like very general. I'm still aligned with all of that. However, I continue to collect evidence that there are specific ways in which we came here to express our gifts. There are specific gifts we came here to bring forward. And that is based on a soul's desire and the experience the soul wanted to have this time on planet Earth in this incarnation. So if you've worked with me and you already have an idea, because we work together and we focus deeper on where your soul's work lies based on your purpose, continue with that thread. If you and I have never connected on your purpose, why not? And allow yourself to now be open to some wisdom that will open up in you about your soul's work. Okay? So take a deep breath in. Let it out. Spine straight or as straight as you can keep it. Relaxing in your body. Wisdom comes when we are relaxed in our body, when we are not in a space of expectation, when we are not relying on this one activation to do it all, but we are truly being with, there is something here for me, and I'm ready to receive it now. And relaxing in it. Dropping our shoulders, relaxing your jaw, relaxing your solar plexus is what's coming in right now. Relaxing your solar plexus, relaxing your chest, your arms, your belly. And as you keep breathing, allowing more air to enter, relaxing your thighs, your calves, your toes. You are not folding down and lying down, but you are supported by your strong spine while also allowing yourself to be supported by whatever it is you are sitting on or whatever your pose is. Something supports you. Even if you're standing, you are supported by the ground under your feet. So feel supported by that. And keep taking even breaths, allowing more air to enter your body cavity. And with each breath you take in, imagine that you are opening up to wisdom, however you would like to receive it. Somebody is actually showing me they're receiving it through fingertips. Don't be surprised if wisdom comes to you when you touch things. For example, there are some people, and actually I have these experiences in the past where when I engaged my hands in any kind of activity, most of the time gardening, all of a sudden, I would receive information, not about the plant or the soil, but information that I was journaling on to receive before, or I was requesting or asking for. All of a sudden, this information comes in when my fingers are engaged in something. And some say that, well, that's because your mind is not engaged, you're focusing on doing something. Could be, but I also feel that there are pressure points, and we know that in our fingers there is information. Like I use the fingerprints as source of information about the messages that our soul embedded in the patterns of the fingers to tell us what it is it intended for this lifetime, as far as purpose, as far as the challenges that'll grow one. So in this moment, perhaps touch your fingertips with your thumb. Like what I'm doing right now, what I'm being guided to do is take my thumb and swipe it over the other fingertips. And just do that in whatever way it works for you if you feel called to activating that. And when you feel warmth under your fingertips, and you begin to feel warmth, and there is like energy flowing through that you haven't felt before, perhaps. Put them together, your left hand and your right hand together. It's almost like a prayer pose with your hands, but it doesn't matter if your fingers are spread or not. None of it matters. What matters is the fingertips are touching each other. And as that happens, feel the energy going up your arms, spreading through your body, over your shoulders, up your throat, third eye, crown chakra, and down to your heart. Make sure you also spill some over your back. And the front of your body, solar plexus, second chakra, root, and the back of your butt too. Don't forget your butt. So much information. It's weird sometimes, like weird that your butt cheeks would have information for you, but what if they do? And then let the energy keep going down your legs, your knees, your calves, all the way down, circulating at the bottom of your feet. And your whole body activated. And when you feel that activation, you can take your hands, spread them apart, and leave your palms wide open. And if you choose to, take your right or left hand, whichever one you feel to, take your middle finger and just touch your third eye gently. Just put your finger on it if you want to tap a couple times, but then just lay your finger there, activating your third eye. Put a little pressure on it. That's what I'm called to do, so I'm letting you what I'm being called to do. If it feels right for you, do it too. And then release and open yourself to receive. Open yourself to receive wisdom that is here for you at this time about your soul's work. Open yourself to hear, to feel, to sense, to know. Something about the work you are here to bring, to create in the world. And breathing in evenly. And in this moment, I am called to add certain piece of music. So I'm going to do that now. And let the music activate something inside of you. That is in resonance with the work you are here to deliver for humanity now.
No.
And allow yourself to hear, to feel, to receive details that are coming up through the bottoms of your feet from planet Earth for you to anchor at this time for humanity. And the wisdom that is coming through your crown chakra for anything that you are here to birth at this time. Take another deep breath in. And let it out. And in the next moment, I want you to imagine that there are pieces of information coming in. And the way that they're showing up right now is they are brought by doves. What a beautiful visual. Now you can choose to receive it any way you'd like. What I'm seeing is the visual that I am receiving is doves are flying in with tiny pieces of paper, like a parchment paper. And these pieces of parchment paper carry bits and pieces of tidbits and pieces of information. Words, phrases, faces, You may see a face of somebody who makes you aware of something where you're like, I don't know why I'm seeing this face. And then put down the name or characteristics, like later on when I tell you to journal, put down the face or characteristic or something about this face because there is a wisdom to it. So if you choose to allow yourself now to receive the wisdom carried by the birds and receive it now. There is a remembering. It's ancient and it's brand new. It's current from the past and it's the future. There is a remembering in you that's awakening right now to the work you are here to do. For planet Earth, commending that where information and wisdom open up from within. And inhale and exhale. And I'm going to stop the recording here. But what I'm inviting you to do is take the next 5 to 10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes. It's up to you if you take longer. Write down anything that's coming through. Things you remember from this activation or things that are coming through as you write about your soul's work, and be a demand for detail. So sometimes we can get these beautiful words of it's love, it's wisdom, it's here to create something for people, and it's here to awaken. Yes, allow yourself that wisdom because it's true, but also then commend some pieces that open up for you that are detailed, maybe that are specific about your methodology that you are here to birth. So much of what is being birthed right now or needs to be birthed right now, we've never, ever experienced. It will be brand new. It will be unique. It will feel strange. It will feel foreign. It will feel and recognizable. We may even claim, I don't know what it is, so I'm going to ignore it. Don't. Don't. Trust that it's for something that you are here to deliver at this time. And then when you are complete with that, if you can go out in nature at some point and give an offering of your gratitude into the space, so then it loops back into all the levels that we just went through, 1, 2, 3, 4, that all of them activate the people that you are meant to work with, and that the words get jump to you at some point. They get to you, like you hear them. You see parts of the delivery. You see, like if you're working on a method, which is so popular to do, like the steps that you take people through, that all of a sudden that becomes clear, and that you get clarity in some action to take. Action is so important. So as you are in this beautiful space right now, I invite you to, as this recording ends, I invite you to sit and allow yourself to journal. I will also include the link to the Enya song that I just played. It always puts me in this beautiful, soft space to receive, to journal. So I will put a link to it too in this recording. In case it doesn't work for somebody, I want you to know that it's the Watermark, Watermark by Enya. Play it on the background, on the loop, and allow yourself the space to receive deeper as you journal now.